Hi, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. It is Monday, August 18th, 2014. We're live today on BBS Radio Station 1. And be sure to check out our BBS Radio homepage, which is at bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings. And you can also check out Ron Amatron's homepage, which is creationlightship.com. Ron will be with us live tonight. We'll be taking listener questions, and you can send them to our Yahoo email to be read live on air. The address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also interact with us on the CLS chat, which is accessible through our BBS Radio homepage. And you can also call in if you have a question tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air. And the number for that is toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. That's the Station 1 number. And right below it, you can also find our fast chat if you'd prefer to send us a question that way. You could also send a testimonial if you've had one of the many wonderful healings from Ron on the Creation Lightship. Maybe you were on the 8-hour conference call yesterday and you'd like to call in about that experience, so it would be great to hear from you. Ron, I guess maybe we should do a sample clearing for a Monday for everybody. It's been a pretty good day so far, but I don't know. A lot of people tend to have racing thoughts or manic Mondays or...
Manic Monday. That sounds good, yeah. Manic Monday. There's a song about that, so...
Yeah, I think it's a Bengals song.
And here we go. So Manic Monday. Releasing the energy from you for those situations. Whatever happened to you, probably during the weekend, so we're going back in time. And also, maybe you have something going on tomorrow or the day after during this week, and now you're in anxiety because something's happening for you during this week. And so, each day, you know, if it's not like on Friday, for instance, each day, if you are a little, have anxiety each day, it'll probably be stronger for you. So maybe we can nip it in the bud here. So you can flow into that day gracefully. So here we go. Think of your situation or whatever is connected to you. And here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's what is connected to you. I'm going to try something else and use another term, which may have a lot more meaning to some people. And this is whatever is contracted to you. So here we go. That's when you say yes or agree to something. You have a contract. So here we go. One, releasing this energy from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's a little heavier. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And next we'll energize the light beam to bring peace into you and your room and maybe your surroundings here where you are. So here we go. Bringing the energies into you right now with the light beam. Just bring the light beam up on your screen. And I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And we also had a request wondering if you could clear the dates today, because I guess they're all a lot of eights and even numbers, except for the one, I guess. So it's 8-18-2014. So wondering if you could clear the eights.
Yeah, wow.
And
okay,
it's also the 8th month. Yeah, I guess so. So maybe we could clear that for everybody.
Take one from the 18 and put it on 2014. You got 8. We got a 3-8 day, I guess. You want
That's true. Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I can do that on our fingers even. Wow, that's great.
I know.
Okay, so here we go. One, we need our toes to do this one. One.
Yeah.
Energies, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. A little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Interesting how the 8 could be like the infinity sign, but yet we have odd 8s here, you know, because we have 3 8s. That's an odd number. So interesting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Great. And I guess probably we should charge the light being, but somebody on the fast chat said, yawning with the contract, interesting. What we say yes to, LOL.
Yeah.
So it seems like that was, you said it was heavy run, so it seems like people are reacting to that one.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a lot to contracts. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I won't get into that.
Well, but, maybe we should do the light beam, because I know everybody likes the peace energy from that. And I'll just mention you.
Yeah, I just did that one.
Oh, okay.
Light beam, yeah.
We did the light beam. Okay.
Yep.
Great. So the light beam is charged. I guess I didn't have it up here. I usually do. And you can find it at Creation Lightship Healing. There's a image of it, and also at Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. So we'll move on. And I got a long email from a listener about clones. And maybe we should read it and talk about it. There doesn't seem to be many questions, but there are a lot of observations on clones. So if that's all right with you, Ron, we can go ahead and start that off.
Sure. Let's see what's on there.
Okay. So this listener writes, "Hi, Ron. This year, I decided to look more closely into the clone situation and what they are doing here exactly. I have 3 experiences which are similar, and I'll be brief. At work, I've had trouble with a person. His alien handler uses a clone I work closely with to get information about me and attack me. I know this because I have seen how the person interfaces with the clone. I have watched how this clone starts blabbing all sorts of things about me. I asked the clone, 'Why did you do that?' And he said, 'I needed to not take things so seriously. It has happened twice, and I've decided to avoid this clone altogether. In my soul family, everyone is a clone except my dad. I took his 2012 barcode off and forgot about it. This year, I realized he was indeed still here, so I took his spirit light barcode off to get him off the reincarnation loop, and I did his soul family disconnection. Then I put the 2000-year light barcode on him. He is old now and quite sick. A few years later, I received an email from my sister, who is a true clone, slapping me on the wrist about my recent contact with our father. She wasn't specific, but the email was clear that I was in trouble for interactions with my dad. And anyway, before 2012, my sister never reprimanded me for interactions with family members. Finally, my husband and I are not very savvy with computers, and a friend of ours runs his own computer business fixing them. He is a true clone as well. I got a virus in my computer and immediately regretted handing it to him, as I had a strange feeling about it, now that he was a true clone. Sure enough, the computer came back with all sorts of weird and wonderful programs on it. Basically, it was totally different from how he used to fix it. Another weird thing was that, fearing I had tracking devices on the computer or something like that, I noticed some of the programs I could not even uninstall. My husband told me later that our friend can now do all these wonderful things on our computers from the comfort of his office, and isn't that great? He said he could monitor our computers for us without even needing to go in parentheses, great. Anyway, every time I talk to a clone, this is interesting, it's never a conversation. They always ask questions. What are you doing? What kind of business are you in, etc.? I avoid any conversation with them, if I can now, since I know that info is being recorded about me. The strange thing is that I'm not afraid to hurt a clone's feelings because they aren't hurt if I just walk away and don't talk. I noticed this with my sister because she used to be hurt all the time and is very high-strung. So these are a couple things I've noticed this year. Thanks so much, Ron, for all the healings and all the radio shows.
Wow, that's great. The computer is not so great to have somebody spying on you that way, but
remotely accessing, yeah.
That's very interesting. But yeah, I do understand, and the question answering. I stopped going into places that kept doing that because I don't choose to, want to tell them different things. And they don't even understand what you're saying anyway. They're just on a program, and somebody else is taking the data. So, they are, maybe you could call them drones in a sense, besides clones too, Big Brother in the sky, but now they're walking here, something like that. But it's quite interesting to get somebody that is real. It's a little shocking because I saw a couple real people, as counter people, and I even commented, gee, you're real, they didn't know what I was talking about, but, you got to figure, 90% of the people out there are not going to be human. That's basically the story. That's what I mentioned a long time ago. Some people can't really understand that, but you're talking to the clones, so they don't understand that they're not real because they eat and stuff. So you're dealing with, when you say that, you're dealing with the people that just really don't get it, And there's no probably, maybe the clone word's not in their vocabulary. That might freak them out if they start getting more programs put into them or they start self-learning. And then they really have troubles because they know that they're not real. But anyway, I was talking to somebody about, we have, the clone delight clearing. And he says he knows some people that are really afraid to do that one, in a sense, because they're afraid that if they do that clearing, they might get reprimanded and they might start changing, in a sense. I'm kind of paraphrasing here what I heard, but, and adding to it, but they're afraid that they might self-destruct. Which, may sound funny to a human, but to a clone, that might not be good, So anyway, I guess back to you, Elizabeth, you may have some input on that also.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I was wondering if this listener has done the clone to light infusion. I know she did a lot of clearings on her dad. But I wonder if that would help the situation. I can understand that too. And I really think the last paragraph is the best approach to the clone situation. You really just have to ignore them and don't answer their questions and just walk away. Even if you just make something up, like just lie about what you do, or I don't know, I wouldn't even do that. Just go on with your day. But it's true, and it's very rare you do see real people. So I know we've talked a lot about this on the archives, and the Clone to Light infusion was a free healing that Ron offered a few months back, and a lot of people were doing it. So it's interesting, because I think there's cycles with clones. You go through periods where you don't have many interactions with them, and then suddenly it seems like everyone you talk to is a clone. So it's interesting. And as far as the computer goes, I would maybe run I don't know, some kind of clearing on the computer, like an object clearing. That might be helpful. And then try to find a new computer person, one that doesn't. I know I've had some experience with that myself where people can access it remotely.
You can't do a system reset or, on it or something, go back.
Yeah.
In the past. You may have dropped out, Elizabeth, if you can hear me. I don't know. And I don't know if I'm currently online or not. So I'll just keep talking here. So what I found with the clones is real strange to me. I went into a place in the morning, and the counter person said, "What are you? How are you today?" And naturally, that's a common question. Then it is after that. This is like 10 in the morning. What are you doing today? My day, isn't really planned yet. And I do so much, and. Then, they keep asking these questions about how are you, what are you doing, what are you doing next, and stuff like this here, So that's what the clones do.
Yeah, they really want to know all about you, and it's often complete strangers. Ron, I think we have a caller.
Hi, you do.
Hi.
I heard you're taking calls, but I have some random things I want to ask and talk to Ron about. I hope it's okay, and then I have a couple short testimonials. Ron, the other night on the program, you were talking about, the nuclear holocaust or, what the Earth, 10 years from now, and that really triggered something in me that I remember watching as a young adult. I think maybe I was even a child back then. I think it was a show that was back in the 60s. It was either called The Outer Limits or The Twilight Zone. It was one of those programs. And when you were talking about that on the show the other night, I was remembering one of the programs I was watching was a show about, it was a nuclear holocaust. And I remember there was like a dozen people left on the planet, and there was a whole stack of canned goods, and this is like all really visual in my memory, and sometimes I'm even wondering if it's a dream that I had, because I was so young when this happened, but this vision has stayed with me, and this group of people that survived it, they were told that they couldn't eat that food because the food was contaminated. And in the program, half the people were so hungry, they ate the food, showed the program. I still have these visions in my head about them coming back and having the cans of food open, and they ate it, and they were all dead. So now, the way you describe things, how the aliens show us our future, would it be wise for me to timeline crash that situation since it was so vivid? That those scenes are so vivid in my head after you were thinking about it the other night.
I would say to do that because it triggers something in you, and that could put you onto that timeline. So you want to crash timeline, of a nuclear holocaust or something on the planet here, or radiation. So that's what I'm doing is seeing if I can get rid of that particular timeline, and I could change the words on that. I'll say that I'm trying to get rid of the movie set and the storyline of the movie set that could occur in our future. Okay, so that's the timeline, and I got something else from an email somebody today that sort of deals with kind of what I was basically talking about, but I don't want to get into that on the program here, only because it's kind of too scary for people, and the governments don't want you to talk about this particular situation. I don't think any government does.
Okay.
But basically what, what's out there when you start looking, you're going to see that it's not too good. And so that's on a timeline. And unfortunately, there'd be so many people who finally get the information about what could happen that they're going to be tied into the fear, and the fear is going to even bring that thing more here in full force. So that's very unfortunate. But you know, looking at the good thing is that if you start changing the timeline for yourself, remember, all you can do is help yourself. Now, the Earth Spirit probably has its own, like I said, pristine, say, movie set, using that term, okay, where everything is perfect. But somehow we're here seeing all these events happening, wars and tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, floods, whatever else, famines, you know. You know, aliens eating people, you know, to say the least. So all these are on these timelines for us humans to experience. So it's like going to one of the amusement parks and you bought a ticket, and what ride do you want to go on? And all these are different rides that the aliens are giving you, and you're choosing to go on one of them. And then you go on another one. So I want to go on to the timeline where the Earth Spirit is here, the Earth is not corrupted. And so if all the people, we'll say most people on the planet, believe that this is going to happen, and you get the factual data on it, on that timeline, then let them all disappear. And I would love to be here with those 12 people that have a consciousness, and maybe more because we have more listeners than 12, but all the people here that really are enjoying the Earth, and I want to see the rainforest here. And that's where I'm putting my energy. And so I'm going into that, but you start to realize that what's being told is a real timeline, okay? And so that's going to take most of the masses out of here. And I want to go to the timeline where it is beautiful, wonderful, and the only way to do that is to crash the other timelines for my reality, because I don't want those realities to creep into my consciousness, okay? I do have to look for and see different things happening, but by being out of time, I can do that, and I can also choose to bring forth the original source timeline that's here that will be perfect, whole and complete, with nothing harming each other. So that's where I am going with this here. But to the listening audience, you know, that's why I brought it up. That's where we are sort of going on that timeline. So you want to take and get the awareness of what you can do for yourself. Remember, all you can do is change your reality. And, you know, if you have children, then you may want to put them on the same timeline as you. So do the timeline crashing for them along with you so that you're all together. And as far as that, that's about really probably all that you really want to get into. Most people, you know, when I talk about ascension, they worry about their neighbors and their sisters and brothers and cousins and aunts and uncles. Well, it's up to them to do it themselves. You don't want to waste your time clearing all these other people because you only have so much time. Remember, time is what the problem is here. And so don't, you know, waste all of your time just doing one clearing for 100 people, where you could do 100 for yourself. So, that's where I am with this here. So, back to you, and thank you for calling. Does that help you?
Oh, yes, it did. It did a lot, and I, you certainly answered my question, and actually, something else happened to me about a week or so ago, with almost the same situation of a movie that I watched quite a long time ago, but it was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with Jack Nicholson. And all of a sudden, I don't know if I was like brought in on a timeline on that, but I just got, I didn't know where all this stuff was coming from, and I was getting visuals of somebody getting, killed by a pillow, you know, the way they killed him off at the end of the movie. And so I did do the timeline crashes on that one, and it was amazing on how that I must have been out on, you know, 500 timelines or whatever just from watching that movie. So that, to me, was a huge testimonial on the timeline.
Yeah, I just saw a movie.
On something.
Yeah, I just saw one the other night, which is kind of interesting. It's probably an older movie. It's called Dark City. And that shows about timeline and how the aliens would stop time, freeze time, and change the whole movie set. And you're watching it change before your eyes. And you may want to look at that, listening audience here. We happen to get it on a DVD from Netflix, but it's called Dark City. When it was made, I don't know. But it does show you how time is stopped, how things are materialized, how the players are put into different roles, and everything else. It's quite interesting to watch. So you may want to watch it more than once just to get the idea of what's happening. But you probably all realize now about timelines and how things can be recreated and changed, time going back and forth. And you can look at that as even like how they copy and paste things on a reality. So it is quite interesting to watch that. Because that movie is actually talking about timeline and how it's being controlled by aliens. So thank you for calling, I guess. And I will turn it back over to Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. And I think it is important to keep doing those timeline crashes. And also maybe I was thinking the media courting would be good if you see like something that you, I guess that's more of an immediate thing where you see or watch or hear something where you feel affected by it, and that works for movies, TV, anything you might read. But yeah, the timeline crashing is important and it can really be helpful.
I'm just thinking, since we were talking about clones earlier, I just wonder if clones have a handler. That's just a question for everybody. And if you could have a clone handling you. I think that'd be pretty hard for a clone to do, because it'd really have to be awfully passive to allow a clone to manipulate you, but it could be possible. But anyway, that's just something that might be a way to look at it. I won't go much further with that. So back to you, Elizabeth. Anything else cooking there?
Yes, and I think we have another caller. Hi, do we have somebody on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just calling in as a follow-up. Ron and I were talking about researching the Quran for the Book of Islam. So I researched it, and what I find out in the Book of Islam is that that Mary in the book was told to worship the Lord, which is a hierarchy, and she was the daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity. And then Christ was Mary's son, who was only a messenger, the same as the other Quran prophets, which were 25 prophets from Abraham to Mohammed. And then the Muslims can't know knowledge by the Spirit. They're not really taught or allowed to go by the Spirit. They only know knowledge by reading about the prophets and their lives, and which is maybe virtues and things like that. But the Muslims, they believe that when they die, they go to heaven as soon as they die. And they believe that they are given 72 virgins, and they're given lots of food and lots of wine to drink also. But there's no spirituality in heaven in the Islamic religion. It's just a physical paradise.
What about the women that die? Where do they go?
Yeah, they said that the women that die, they get the man of their dreams also. But it's a physical paradise. It's not a spiritual one. And that's just their belief system.
Okay, well, that sheds some light. I just thought maybe they might have something in there. A little, you know, like I was talking about before, kind of about maybe about reincarnation or just anything like that. But that's good, Larry. So we'll just kind of accept that. I just that's good for that that information that I was sort of looking for, just to get some intel on that there. So so it sounds like what they believe in is the life hereafter in heaven or someplace else.
Yeah,
and
it sounds like reincarnation
and a physical.
So, okay.
Yeah, that could be. It could be.
If anybody else, Muslim out there listening, and they would like to add to this, in case you know we're missing a lot or something, you know, by all means, you know, you could send me an email. We'll talk about it or something. I'm just kind of curious, you know. Okay, so thank you, Larry.
Okay,
yeah,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For calling, Larry. And I think we actually have another caller on the line. I think I heard another beep there, so we'll go over to that person. Do we have somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. Kiefer Sutherland, the doctor at Dark City.
Yes, okay, yeah.
I told you about that a couple of years ago, but I couldn't remember the name, but you found it. That's it.
Okay,
it was perfect, because it's perfect, because the... He has the same girl. One time it's his girlfriend, another time it's his something else, and they let him be the only human that has memory and remembers what's going on, because he has to go in and eject all the humans when they put them on the different timelines and turn them into different people. It's a great, and it's perfect. Just, you know, what you, and then finally the camera pans out at the end, and the Dark City is like an island, and it's floating in space with a wall around it.
And it's flat.
Yeah, it's the perfect hologram prison. Okay, what Larry was talking about, all the religions are to control the people. They're all copies and based of and upon spirituality. But with the ego of the humans and the aliens involved, they want to control everybody. So they all have in common the promise of suffer now, be loyal to the church, and you'll be rewarded in heaven with a life after death. And to the Muslims, I don't want to insult anybody, but it's the equivalent of the country song, let's all get drunk and screw. Because you can have as much wine as you want, and all these virgins and all these servants, Larry was telling me about his research, all these servants are going to serve you. Well, okay, great. And then what? Because you get tired of drinking, you get tired of having sex, you get tired of people fawning on you. Then what? You're stuck in this place where it's really a hell. It's a prison where everybody, you know, all they're thinking about is supplying you virgins and wine. It's like crazy. But it's a way to control the people. It's another way. Now, the reason I called was I just had something happen to me. I'm writing an article about the Fukushima radiation, and I found the NOAA website where I'll be sending you copies of this. No website. I'm going to put it up probably on Rumor Mill News and maybe send it to a couple other places. But the first place I sent it to was the chat board for the Denarians. Now,
might be careful, Ed, because there's something out there where you really can't talk about it.
Okay.
You might check that out, because nobody wants any information being disseminated. That's why it's so hard to find stuff like 6 months after the event. So
that's what I'm writing about, is that absent is the signature of it's a plan.
Yeah, but there could be some penalties involved there, okay?
So yeah, because when I wrote this...
stated that, so you want to be very careful, okay?
Okay, I will do that. When I wrote this, it was immediately deleted by a moderator. Immediately, it was poof, just like that, boom. And I go, whoa. And then the guy wrote to me, and this is what I called about. The guy wrote to me, and these energies, when I read his email, I've deleted your, obviously, your self-promoting. And I'm, what? I'm going, what? Because I'm giving people the information that sulfur dampens radiation. So why not dump sulfur on Fukushima? Obviously, you're self-promoting. What? You know, and then all these energies, while I'm reading this email, all these energies just poured out of the computer, just all over me, just like you're saying. And it's all this darkness around me, and I'm going, what is that? What did I just run into, you know? So I just wanted to mention that to you, and just what you thought about it, you've already told me.
Well, Yeah. So it's,
Okay, so we'll let that one lie. Let that dog lie.
I think I'd let that lie for a while.
Okay, I will do that. I won't push it. Well, wonderful. Thank you. I'm just wondering, if we're here to promote the Creation Lightship, and if we're here to help people find the Creation Lightship and help them do that, even though they're under siege, so to speak, with all the influences around us that don't want people to wake up or see the truth or empower themselves or be more than 5% of their spirit or their bodies. And we're here to do this job, yet we're so overwhelmed and outpowered and outgunned when we try to do the job that we can't do the job. Got any advice?
Well, only thing that I can think of on the website that's really going to help everybody here, if you could tell them about the Mind of Heart Drop and put that out. If everybody out there will say has a, I don't have it myself, I don't want to be out there too far, with all these different Twitter and everything else. I don't even have hardly time to read emails. But, Facebook or Twitter or whatever's out there, if you could connect with all your friends that are on there and put the Mind of Heart Drop up and do that. And then also to help people, the 2000 Year of Darkness one could be a great help. And those are just two, three things that you could do, and they might wake up a little bit. But, unfortunately, with all the clones here, the clones aren't really going to care. Like I said, it's very obvious that, it's hard to find a human now. And so they're not going to necessarily wake up, and they'll just go for the ride of whatever it is, not knowing what the end result is, because they really, probably don't care. I would think that the newer clones coming would probably be more of a daredevil type of energy, something that is very risky to life, because they probably don't really care about the outcome. So they'd be a perfect specimen, to do things that, somebody invented some, let's just say that for some reason, you heard about Russian roulette, and that was a brand new thing coming out. I'm sure all the clones would just love to experience that because of the thrill that maybe one of them might die and it may not be you or something, where a human would say, well, I don't really want to do Russian roulette,
Unless you're Christopher Walken.
It doesn't sound too good to me. I know after a while, I'm going to be caught there. But a clone might say, or I want to go bungee jumping, or I want to jump off a cliff, open a parachute up, 1,000 foot from the ground, and fly around, and just such things that would definitely hurt your body, or be like an evil Knievel, that's ideal energies and situations for clones, because they don't really think of the consequences probably, because all they want to do is experience something that's new to put into their database. That's kind of how I see clones and what's happening.
Trying to
tell them about something that they have absolutely no clue about, and they don't have anything there in their database. They probably wouldn't even care. Because maybe the clone bodies that's here, maybe they like radiation. I don't know. I can't say that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed, for calling.
I think it has a lot to do with the, like you were talking about, who's the controller? The controller? That's really the question they ask all the time is, who's the controller? That's what I'm really dealing with here.
They don't want to know. They have their own
agenda. They have their orders from their hierarchy, and they dare not deviate from their orders. So you're actually talking to a hierarchy, and they don't care what you're trying to say. So it's really special when we find a real human that really cares about this stuff that we discuss and talk about, and really does want to get out of the cycle of reincarnation through to the clearings. That's like a rarity now.
Yes, that is correct. Before, it's okay. Only humans, and it was one thing. Now it's like, are they going to get it? I'm still having full lectures, at the different expos and things. People are normally turned away because the room is too small for what I'm doing. So that's very good.
Yeah.
But I might come a point to where maybe I only got like 10 people, and all the rest of the maybe going, to maybe it's like a greeter or something. I don't know, but. It is very interesting.
What I wonder about is, in the beginning you said that you wanted to take the teachings in the direction of filling up a stadium. You were energetically equipped to, I think you said 500 people or 5,000 people, whatever you said that night. And I've been going, well, okay, and you always said if I had a sponsor, okay. So I'm imagining to myself here, okay, well, what if I was rich, and then wanted to promote Ron, and then the Creation Lightship and bought all the venues and had professional PR people and get on radio networks and all this stuff. But what you're saying now is that may not be the way you want to go.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have that many people, coming. As the clones might like to go out, and experience something else, and they might not care about what's happening because their database is just to live for today. No, which is what we should be doing, but they may not care about what's going on in the future, and that could be why possibly the churches are having less people. I don't know, but that's what I've heard is that they're declining, and it's probably because of that. They don't really care too much about any of this here. All they want to do is what's new for today, and I'll experience that. So, the whole thing has changed, yes.
Yeah, it's a fluid situation. We got to adapt to it. I'm just kind of asking your opinion of how do you want us to adapt to it for the sake of the message.
Yeah, all I would say is, if you are on Twitter or anything like that, just to keep it very simple, is, get off the mind a hard drop for people. And that should even, that will affect the clones, too, because it'll get them probably out of their programs. And to be peaceful. Okay, so that would help them. The 2,000 year of darkness barcode, they may or may not have it on them. They may have a self termination barcode. Okay, which I haven't looked into yet, but they could have that so that if they start to wander too far away from the their handler will say, and they get off of that chain. Take the hook out of their mouth, we'll say, they may have a program to self-destruct. I don't know. Or they may just get cloned out. They may get taken up and a new clone comes in and with a new program. But the reason why I put the clone of light on the website was because I really felt sorry, I guess, using that term, because I knew that the clones that were here before probably got terminated because they were old models. So just think of a car that you may have owned, 20 years ago, and you don't have it anymore, and maybe went to a couple of other owners, and now it got, into the salvage yard, and it got crushed, And that's kind of, sad. And the clones could be being used the same way. So I wanted to find some way to help the clone out so that it wouldn't be terminated. Because it is a life form, maybe not a correct one, but it could turn into a regular creation from life by doing that clearing. That's why I put it up.
The mind to heart?
That'd be the clone to light clearing that I had.
Oh, okay. And that's a free one, right?
Yes,
Or the, okay.
That's
cool.
I wanted to do that so that people could have a chance. I could use the word people instead of humans, but people would have a chance then to come into the light, and they wouldn't be destroyed by the aliens who created them at some point. They have a better choice that way.
Okay. So the foreknowledge of this is probably why the light beings were basically of the majority viewpoint that Earth is so far gone, don't even bother going there, Rod.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. I just wanted to put my two cents in.
Okay. Thank you, Ed.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. So thanks, and I also wanted to suggest, Ron, the religion indoctrination clearing is also a whole lifetime clearing, and that might actually help anybody who's dealing with religion issues. I think a couple people on the fast chat had questions about timeline crashing all religions, and that's probably a good idea, and also to do that clearing if you have connections with those religions.
Yeah, I'd say if you have a connection with it, you'd want to do it. Otherwise, you're doing, remember, the timeline crashes are mainly for you to move yourself, to extricate yourself out of a particular situation. So that's mainly for you. And anything that would not be that, it may not, I won't say it won't work, but like I said, you're wasting your time. Because you want to work on yourself. A lot of people, maybe not too many, but there are people that think that, the light ship can fix all the problems here. Well, it's not here to do that. It's here to help the humans who have a spirit do the ascension. That's why it's here. It's not here to, in a sense, get rid of the poisons and, toxicity and whatever else is out there. Chemtrails, etc. That's harming people. So it's just here to do ascension. It could go a little different, maybe in the future. But the main thing is what it's here to do. I didn't come here to fight aliens. I didn't even want to get involved with that. And now that's my basic whole agenda. What I'm doing continuously, 24/7, getting them out of here to bring peace here. So I never planned to do that whatsoever. The last thing you want to do is to fight something that you can't see physically and to have to ward off their attacks when they come to you. So that's kind of how it is. And like I said, I never really wanted to even touch that at all. So and now that's where we are. And I want to get back to the basic timeline energy like I talked about earlier, where there's peace here. And let everything else go sideways. Let it go where it wants to go. Let the people who believe in whatever they want to believe in, get them on that timeline and adios amigos, Let them go to their artificial cloned worlds and cloned Earth planets. And I want to see the Earth here in the original blueprint, which is why the other Earth spirit is here now. Because it can hold that frequency where the Earth spirit that we had prior, we'll just say God abducted out. And implanted and everything else, and stolen, and probably eaten. And the other one can't, won't allow that, and doesn't know about it, so they can't touch it. So I want to see the Earth the way it was, kind of like in the song of, Van Halen, Love Walks In, the very last phrase on that of the song is, "An Earth returns to the way it was," So that's where I want to be. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember, Ron, that the timeline crashing really is designed for you and your experiences. So if you had an experience with a particular religion and you can get yourself off of that timeline using that specific incident, that would be effective. But to just timeline crash religion or all religions or religions individually really wouldn't probably be effective because there's probably no way you can timeline crash all of them in one lifetime even. So you really have to do it based on your own experience. And we did also get a report on the self-sabotage clearing. So the listener wrote in, and this is a pretty new clearing, and it was given out to people on the month conference call, and you can find out more about them at the top of Ron's website. And they wrote, "Hi, this clearing is dynamic. It revealed many things that have been hidden in plain sight. I could see myself in a way that was not judgmental, felt more space and peace, less felt more space and more peace, less darkness and densities. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, thank you. So remember that whatever you're doing out there, you're running the program. And so you could have that self-sabotage program. We use the word clearing, you know. If I were to change that into programs, people may not really the old bees will understand it, because right away you go, yeah, I'm running emotional programs, okay? And this is what I'm running, and I have get trigger points, and sure enough, it's the same program recycling, where, you know, I put the word clearing on the website because it sounds a little more new agey, and people want to have clearings, okay, to get rid of stuff. But really, if you look at all the clearings and you change that word to programs, you're going to go, aha, now I can see why they're so important, okay? Because a clearing might just think, well, yeah, I'm being dusted off, you know, I took a little shower and I'm dusted off now and I feel pretty good. I got the dirt off me. But a program goes much, much deeper. And that's what we're clearing from you is program. So the self-sabotage program, in a sense, would not allow you to see where you are, you know? It's kind of like what I mentioned a while back, about the piece of meat, okay? So I'll bring that up again. So this is a program. I guess the mother was always cooking when she had a roast, pot roast. I guess she'd cut off maybe an inch or two off the end of the roast, put it in the pan and cook it. So the daughter saw that, and sure enough, the daughter would get a roast, you know, and do the same exact thing because the mother did it. So one program is passed on to the next, you know. And then the husband said, why are you cutting off this, you know, extra piece of meat and putting it back into the refrigerator? And she goes, well, this is what my mother did. But he thought it was kind of weird, you know. And so when they saw the mother, he questioned her. She goes, well, I always did that because the pan that I had to cook it in was too small. Okay, so it's sort of the same thing. Was the program valid? Yeah, it was valid for the mother, but not with a larger pan. But yet, that program got passed on as being true and real, and that it worked. And it does work, but maybe he got hungry each night, you know? He couldn't get all the meat. Who knows, you know? But, you know, you have to look at it. That's how programs work, and they're all valid programs. They're all working perfectly, even if it's to your detriment. They're working great. But once you get it released, then you can say, wait a minute, I choose to change my life pattern. I don't want to run that again. I see the forest of the trees now. Before, I was engulfed in this program that I knew nothing about, but it ran my life. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's Ron. I feel like we're getting so many questions, too, and we're coming to the end of the show. I feel like we could just keep talking about this. It's so interesting. And I wanted to just read this last observation because I noticed this the other day, too. And it's about clones again. So this person noticed over the past 10 to 15 days, I've noticed and I'm still noticing increasing numbers of people wearing heavy coats, long sleeves, wool hats, and winter boots. The only problem is we're still having temperatures in the mid to upper 90s Fahrenheit. When questioned, they appear oblivious to the heat and high humidity, claiming they are unusually cold for August. So I went to the beach over the weekend, and walking to the shore, there was a girl wearing a winter knit cap, like the kind you would wear to go out and play in the snow if you were a kid, like a wool cap, like a watch cap. And I'm going, why is she wearing that? And we're like a block from the beach.
Wow, yeah. Well, I had an experience just yesterday, very quickly here. Wanted to get something to eat. It was kind of late, I'll say, before the sun went down anyway, thereabouts. Yeah. And like three different places, I want to get a salad, right? And all these places had tons of cars. It was almost as if like it was like 4th of July or Memorial Day weekend, and people were traveling and they had to eat. And I'm talking like about 20 cars per restaurant. And for up here, you know, that's like unheard of. So it was like, wow, what's going on here, you know? So maybe they dropped them all in. Or, you know, and all of a sudden they appeared from the Beyondo, and they probably got hungry because maybe they didn't eat for a while, you know? So anyway, and people were acting kind of strange yesterday, to say the least. I did the conference call, and I really enjoyed doing that one. Maybe somebody could, and I was doing a lot of body part retrievals. So hopefully that was a nice for a lot of people, giving that energy back if you were missing something. In my days, you know, they had the tonsils were the big thing. Had to get your tonsils. I still have my tonsils, and then, I don't know about appendix, but they always had something that they needed to remove because, you know, it was the thing of the day to make some money, you know. But basically, hopefully if you had some good healing with that, you might just send us an email on it for the CLS questions and comment on what it was like for that conference call because you're missing the energy. So we reintegrated that energy of that missing body part, whatever it would be, and it could even be like a tooth or something, so that you could feel whole and complete. So, I guess I'll say thank you, everybody. Time is moving on here, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth.